The war in Iraq has gotten gloomier and more desperate in recent months. More leaders and ordinary Americans are calling for U.S. troops to come home. So it seems like the right time to check back with some Americans who have a direct stake in the war, the families of service members. We've spoken with Gary Bertain periodically on this show. His son Joel died in a bomb blast in Iraq in March of 2004, and Gary joins us again today. The Iraq Study Group will deliver its recommendations for what should be done there tomorrow. What do you want to hear from the Iraq Study Group? What do you want them to tell the president?
Well, I would hope that they offer him a way to support the Iraqi government and becoming solid, and at the same time get our soldiers who are not policemen out of there as they recharge the Iraqis' ability to govern and police themselves.
Do you think the troops should be brought home?
Not in 15 minutes. I think there needs to be a plan for us to exit Iraq. I was never comfortable being there. I'm not uncomfortable with the war on terror. I just don't know that it's all occurring in Iraq. I know as a businessman, I make business plans, and if they don't work right, I have to change my business plan and start all over. Unfortunately, in a war, people lose their lives.
Robert Gates, the defense secretary nominee, said today, "We are not winning the war in Iraq." He said that flat out. And the last time I spoke with you, you said you didn't believe that your son died in vain. Is that still your perspective?
Yes. I truly believe freedom isn't free. I truly believe that there is a war on terror. Like I said, I don't know if it's occurring in Iraq. I don't believe we're winning the war in Iraq. I don't believe that my son died in vain, though, because I believe the global war on terror is just starting to show its face.
It's been more than 2 years, more than 2.5 years since your son died. How are you doing?
I'm probably doing okay. I'm alive. We have other children. We have grandchildren. So we keep busy that way. I think we've moved into the mode of helping other parents and people that have lost young men and women, husbands, wives over there. You know, you're never going to be back to yourself. You know, his birthday was just a couple days ago. And so we used to call him our Thanksgiving baby. But every year on Thanksgiving, we'd go spend Thanksgiving with him and do a birthday thing. So those kind of days come and go. But generally speaking, we're moving on. I mean, quite frankly, Joel's in heaven going, why are you sitting around waiting? You know, I'm here. I'm happy. I'm fine. Move on, you know. So we've found lots of new ways to, I suppose, remember Joel and support our soldiers, and manage our grief, if that makes sense.
Gary Bertain is the father of Private First Class Joel Bertain. Joel died in the line of duty in Iraq in 2004. Gary Bertain, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.